with his haircut. If I didn't have a beard in this shirt, I look like a fucking lesbian.
I'm hungry. Let's get a Mario Lopez cock.
Locking.
All right, well, welcome to Looking Good Radio.
It's been a welcome, ladies and gentlemen, mostly gentlemen.
It's been a fun week, huh? Guess what I found? Three positive reviews on iTunes.
Oh, really?
I got Rob Bass finally got an iPhone.
Oh.
And he's like, I'll put your podcast in, like, when you go to, like, subscribe.
Yeah.
It says reviews.
Yeah.
So, like, one of them had to be, one of them appears to be Tom the Tree Man. Then two other ones that I don't know, I mean, it could just be made up names, but it like, yeah, two people definitely put a review up of us, positive ones, so we got 5-star reviews.
That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking tits. Oh, check this out, I just,
PFT.
Where'd you go see, what movie did you go see?
Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
Okay.
Fucking long as hell.
Well, I was waiting here, alright, check out, this is like short. There's a commercial on TV, and these were like the lyrics to the song. Tell me if you can guess what commercial it is, okay?
Alright.
Someday he'll call her, and she will come running, and fall in his arms, and the tears will fall down, and she'll pray.
Guess what it's from?
Yeah, it's from a commercial.
Christian Mingle?
Yes.
Oh.
But they have a whole song, and that's the song. I mean, you knew it, but that's the fucking song. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can. I'm surprised it's not worse.
You know, you always talk about, like, church girls, like, get freaky. Maybe you should go
church girls are easy.
You should go, yeah. Jeff Goldblum's in that sequel. And Jim Carrey.
Fucker. Bible. That's my Jeff Goldblum.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
What did Scott say you're getting better at an impression you've been doing lately? No, I think it's like an actual person's impression.
Oh.
But I can't. The guy from X-Men. Shelley.
Oh, yeah. I missed that one. I want to see what happened. You went to that hurricane.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I always do.
Where was that?
Especially long ones and especially westerns. It's a fucking dome, which is nice because, like, you know how they film that so widescreen?
Yeah.
But, like, the screen's huge, but there's a big fucking bend in the middle of it. So it, like, distorts the whole fucking image. Like, he goes to, like, there's, like, a close-up of a gun, and then the fucking barrel of the gun, like, bends, like, 90 degrees up. I'm like, well, what the fuck? This looks ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds stupid.
I was so fucking pissed off. I'm like, why is the screen fucking bowed like that? I never noticed it, I guess, until I saw something really...
I think cause
I've only seen
it's
a few movies
it's so big, right? The screen's like...
Yeah, but I still don't know why they can't,
Do you remember they had that same kind of thing at Darien Lake?
Yeah, they did.
And you'd watch, like, a movie about, like, going off a cliff.
Yeah,
You get fucking the stomachache from...
Yeah, I had no idea. It was the first time I ever went in that thing. I had no clue what the fuck... I used to walk by that thing 100 times.
Yeah.
I never knew what went on in that thing. And then roller coaster went over the hill, and I almost fell off that fucking bar where I was sitting. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, then I got, like, really fucking motion sick.
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah. I was, like, 8th grade.
You don't even move either. You just stand there.
Yeah, it's weird, like, how it does.
Yeah, when did we go to Darien Lake? In 8th grade?
I don't know. I don't remember ever going there on a field trip.
I remember, like, that was the end of the year trip. I think maybe 7th and 8th grade we went. But you always wanted to go to, like, the...
I went to Canada's Wonderland in 5th.
Yeah, I remember that. No, in Darien Lake, you'd always go to, like, the waterside part, like, see the chicks in their bikinis. You know, the girls in your grade.
Yeah. I never went with school that I can remember.
Really?
I
thought it was, like, the 8th grade trip we used to take.
If it did, I totally forgot. I can't fucking remember. I cannot fucking remember.
Oh, man, I was thinking about Shannon
Cox, me too.
Shannon Hassauer.
Yeah.
Because I remember you talked about her.
Archilla, listen, he loved that episode about Shannon Hassauer.
Well, okay, I just thought of something, like, super fucking funny for no reason. This is another one of, like, Brandon, like, cutesy stories, but it's another one of my dad involved, right? Like, I think it had to be second grade, and she came into class with, like, a treasure map, okay? And, but it was like the real deal, like on parchment paper and like shit burned into it.
Oh,
like,
God.
It was like a big deal. Everyone thought it was like cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I went home and, like, as the only child, I like told my dad and shit. So he like made one for me. And
man, it's a bunch of bullshit. I'll make you one
he did
myself.
It, he did basically, and he did it on lined paper, right? Yeah. And it was like these shitty drawings, and he took like a cigarette and like burnt holes in it.
I was gonna say, we do burn it with his fucking cigarette.
He did, I swear to God. And the next day I took it in, and people like goofed on me and shit. I was like, fuck you, man.
That's terrible.
My dad made this.
Judy, that's pirate smoke cigarettes. That's where those holes are from.
I think he like crunched it up a whole shit house full of times, so it was all crinkly. I don't know why.
That's up there with my lying about my mom about the kid hacking into the bank from the fucking Apple II computers in 1987.
Oh, okay. I think I mentioned this. I mentioned it after our last episode.
That you love men?
Sorry. Oh, Jesus, with that today.
It's my go-to.
Yeah, not going to come out. That's for free at 7-Eleven, that magazine.
You don't say.
Yeah.
It's a big free pot magazine.
Yeah, it's all about like dispensaries and stuff. This guy I used to
blow.
Sorry. Holy fuck! Sorry. Is this?
I can't help it.
Jesus,
you're leaving it to be somebody else.
I know, but like, there's got to be something else besides me being a fag or fat or something.
No,
I
mean, that's really it. It's not.
Jeez, it's only two things.
Oh God, sorry.
God damn, you could say like the dude I used to tutor or something. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Well, good stuff.
How many more like homophobic things can we say?
That'll be for the new Brandon Sunday School fucking show. All
right, that's airing in about 2 weeks. This dude, Keith, he had like a micro penis.
And
like this dude.
This guy.
I didn't just say a name. This guy, he.
In school?
Yeah.
Well, who the fuck? What's Keith?
Keith the teeth. Oh, he probably does. I already did. He like told me about it, but like he had to get a surgery or something. Where like he was he'd have to be home the whole summer with like popsicle sticks on his cock to like make it bigger.
Ew.
It was like a surgery, yeah. And like,
I guess, my God.
I guess in 6th or 7th grade, didn't want it. I imagine as an adult, he probably wanted it. You know what I mean?
Got it done.
I guess I would have done that too if I had a microphallus. That just sucks, you know?
That actually works. I can like make it bigger?
Yeah, I guess there's some kind of surgery, I think, where they injected like fatty tissue into it. I should just do that. I have a lot of it, so.
What if they took a dead guy's cock? What if there's a surgery that can cut yours off and give you like a 10-inch dead guy's dick that would work and there'd be no complications? Would you do it?
Yeah. You wouldn't do that?
No.
Why?
Man, you have a real serious issue about your fucking cock size.
Well, you just tell me. Wait, what's wrong with that scenario? Is it like...
Because my fucking dick's fine. I don't need a 10-inch fucking cock. Especially go to a surgery from a dead man.
Like a 9-inch cock.
You didn't even fucking hesitate. You were fucking dead serious.
What do you say? Okay, a 10-inch... We'll just say a big cock. It doesn't have to be 10 inches. Like, I'm not going to measure it.
Like, no, make it solid. A good 8 to 10. It's impressive.
Okay, good 8. Okay, how about 8? Like a thick 8.
Well, whatever. It's not so much the length. It's the fact that you would have your own penis cut off and replaced with a dead person. Because you're so insecure about your penis.
I'd rather have my balls cut off. Like, in like a smaller set put on me.
What, really?
Yeah, my nuts hang so fucking low.
So who the fuck cares about
it? But it's like ripping all my pants. I gotta keep taking them to the fucking, this is the fourth time in like 4 months.
What do they weigh, 6 pounds
a
piece?
A pair of my pants have ripped right in the crotch because of my nuts.
No, it cannot be.
It's just a lot of shit going on right there.
It can't be.
They're just tighter pants now and it's all bunched up. And I get
it is. Your balls aren't splitting the pants. What are you, fucking 7?
I think my balls are splitting the pants.
So fucking weird.
Well, what other answer could it be?
Either they're stitched weird or that you're just moving around in a position where it rips the fucking stitches if you do like a squat or something.
You got a bunch of good points there because they are a little bit tighter and I do like walking them and shit.
My balls are ripping the pants. You're a fucking lunatic.
Well, I think that has like 25% 25% to do with it. Is my balls ripping the pants.
That's fucking cray cray.
Well, would you, if you had a microphallus, would you get the surgery? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it requires, but like dudes who just want a bigger cock, but they cut that, is really gross, but they cut that muscle.
Ah!
Like right underneath where it connects to your balls.
Yeah.
They cut that and it gives you like an extra inch and a half. But I don't know, like.
I don't know. If
they're cutting like a fucking tendon on your cock.
Yeah.
How's it going to be like hard the same way and shit? Like
it's tendon to make me cringe.
Ugh. Hey, listen, looking good at radio.
Not even drunk.
That sucks.
I went to this fucking comedy show last night. Oh my God. It was in the fucking basement of this like... It's a bar right down the street from UCLA campus. And when I first walked in, there wasn't that many fucking people in there. It's like an old... It's almost like a... how can I describe it? It's like a big sports bar, but it's like a lot of wood and brick, like tavern-ish.
What is this place?
It's called O'Hara's. on Gailey, right off of Wilshire. Right off the Wilshire exit. Oh. It's right there by the fucking school. But we walk in and there's tons of fucking hot chicks, but it was early. It was only like 8 something. I didn't know the fucking douche factor that was about to happen. But so they have this fucking show, the Persian chick's boyfriend, and it's in like the basement. They'd never had one at this place. And downstairs is another bar. But like it's kind of hard. It's really way out of the way. Like, I had to walk around and like literally find it. So it's not like a ton of people are going to come down. So they have this really shitty setup. And like there's probably 15 people in the room. And it turns out like 9 of them were fucking comics. Like there were so many fucking
comics. It's like that Marty's place.
Yeah, it was like that. But at least Marty's is like, you just kind of like, it's open all day, so you just kind of come and go. This was like, there was a set start and finish, only it was really, really fucking long. Like, I left, and there was still 3 fucking guys left to go. And I'd already been there like 2.5 hours. I'm like, I can't take any more of this fucking...
Wouldn't you hear boyfriend
I can't handle... He went like second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's not bad, but like some of the other guys... No one was really terrible. It was just too much. It was just like, I can't do those huge comedy bills. I don't know who put that shit together.
You can have like a music 12 and in 15 between fucking comments.
Yeah. You know, like, I can handle 4 to 5 and that's it. I don't want to see 15 fucking comments. I can't. I couldn't take anything. I wouldn't see 15 of my favorite bands in one fucking
I could handle like 3 comics, but then like a headliner. Like at least somebody who can like.
Yeah, 2 or 3
give me
headliner. 20,
25
it.
Minutes or something.
I'm out.
It's was there a headliner it. Technically or no?
He said there was, and then like 3 more fucking comics went. I'm like, what? I gotta go. But these fucking dudes came down. These like, they were straight out of like Central Casting, like douchey rich, fucking like just like rich kids. But they were like, they're all like 40. They're like the fucking bad guys from Back to School. And they came down with their annoying chicks, and they were just, they're all hammered. They had like UCLA shit, like head to fucking toe, and they were like so fucking loud and obnoxious at the bar. And there was like obviously a stand up show going on. They just didn't give a fuck. I think this one guy, I hate him so much. I wanted like any excuse to kick this guy's ass. I'm like, I've been in a fight so long. I'm like, I'm so ready to beat the fuck out of this guy. I could not wait.
Could you have taken him?
Oh yeah, I could. His fucking friends too. I didn't give a shit. I would have fucking fought. I don't know why I was just in a weird mood. I really wanted to fucking smash him. But this guy was just asking fucking for it. And I didn't want to. I was waiting for him
you
to heckle.
You
want to
bang the Persian chick?
No,
or
no,
like
no,
she
no.
has a dude.
No, her guy already went up. It wouldn't even been a fucking.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't have been a thing. I don't know. I was just in a weird fucking mood. And I would have been so justified, and I probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble.
What do you get that? Like, every 3 months seems like you get that. You get, like, kind of like a intense anger. You want to fuck somebody up? Maybe every...
I do? Every 3 months?
How about every 4 months? So 3 times a year?
I don't fucking know. I guess. I've seen a schedule.
I've seen it happen. I'm saying, like, a per percentage. Not like a... Like, every 3 months, all of a sudden, something ticks inside you, and you go, I'm saying, like, as a percentage-wise. A couple times a year?
I don't know.
I want to kick people's asses too. Like,
no, but like seriously, like really, honestly, like right there, ready to go.
It's like every other year.
There's a lot of people I love to fucking smash them, but I won't. But this one, I was like really, I was like excited to. Like I really was into it.
Like if he bumped into you extra hard, you pushed him?
Or if you would have started yelling right at the fucking, they never heckled anybody. They were just being loud. And I'm like, well, it's a fucking bar. Like what you know? What am I gonna do? Like then I'm the fucking shithead.
Right.
But and the fucking bartender chick, there's a picture of her on my Instagram. The fucking bartender chick was cute too.
Oh, she had all UCLA shit too.
Yeah, she was hot. She had a great ass. Right? Yeah, she's a fucking cunt though. She's an asshole.
Every hot chick is. Oh, yeah. You should have seen these.
She's not even hot. She's just like, I'm trying. She's fucking.
On Thursday, like 3 fucking Armenian or Persian girls came in, and they're 3 like the drop dead hottest chicks I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I had to tell them like no.
I love those girls.
I had to tell them like I don't have any lanes, you know. And, like, as soon as they leave, like, 3 of the gay guys come up, they're like, you see the tits on that one? Like, the gay guys stopped to look at. That's how hot these chicks were.
Yeah.
And, like.
Those chicks are fucking ridiculous.
I'm like, you know what? There's not even a point. Like, these chicks are going to the game's house after fucking.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Tyga, whatever rapper you want to name. They're going to, like, their fucking house.
Oh, what? Tyga is total hot.
Do we do that on the air? One time me and Keith got an argument that I said that Tyga is not part of Young Money. And he's
Yeah,
he actually is part of Young Money. He was totally right, and I made fun of him.
Ah, he's right with that one. Well, he's 1-0 for the fucking Metallica. Kurt and Les Claypool. No, I don't know. Yes, they did. They fucking went to the same school, dummy.
Tree Man's like, congratulating himself right now. Oh shit, who's Quinn said that there's a name for that, but when you put your 2 hands together and like congratulate yourself.
He said it's the huzzah, but I don't.
Oh yeah,
that's just something you yell. I don't know that it involved the hand movement. I think he's just kind of like
adding it all together. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I'm gonna have to look that up now to see if he was right. Quinn of the Montana Quinns.
Yeah, he better show up Sunday. I'm gonna kick his ass. Kick Vince McMahon's ass. Quinns too. I'm shooting this Sunday, everybody. I'm shooting Star Wars the fucking thing.
Sweet part 8. Part 2. So next podcast we'll have
Either Luke will be elated or
I think this would be a good one. It's much more.
Who do you got playing the fucking Jawa?
Just a little chick.
Oh, she's an actress?
Yeah.
Cool. Who's Chewbacca?
This big, tall, fucking crazy dude that I met.
Okay. Yeah. And then Quinn, and then who's the black guy? Just some casting dude?
I just met some dude today. I just got two more submissions during that fucking 7-hour fucking movie. So I'll check those guys out. But the first dude that got back to me today seemed pretty cool.
All right. He's down with it? Like, he got the idea?
Yeah. He did his own kind of sports show thing that he put on, like, YouTube. It was almost like a podcast with video. And it wasn't terrible.
I need to get that.
Yeah,
I gotta start doing
ours. I didn't know that until I watched his. I watched like 5 minutes of it. Did you know that fucking Beyonce quoted Sweet Brown at the Super Bowl? To Beyonce, you made the lights go out. She goes, I did. She goes, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. And she laughed.
No, that's hilarious.
Fucking Beyonce said that. Isn't that awesome? I was like, holy shit. What a person to reference you.
Wow.
This is being some random broad.
That Sweet Brown's probably pretty happy. She's got to have cash now, right? Like, she's in commercials and shit.
Oh, yeah, probably. That's fucked up, man. That you just... You jump in front of a camera like that in your local news, and that's what... She probably made fucking, you know, 10, 20,
how many people watch it, like, as a goof, like, what a dumb shit this lady is? Well, she got the fucking last laugh.
She did.
Oh, by the way, she's still laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott had a fucking good teethism today. Oh, yeah. He said that every time they drive over to Burbank, right, because we went over there for breakfast today.
Where'd you go?
It's another Broken Egg. Yeah. It's right in downtown. It was actually really fucking good for breakfast. It was like... I got an omelet. It was like $9, but it was fucking delicioso. He's like, every time they drive over there, he's like, I would have already been there by now. I know Burbank like the back of my hand.
Oh, God. Wow. So cool. It's so big and hard to navigate. Fucking teeth. Really, Burbank.
It's like the New York City subway.
Yeah, he's got it down. It's like the fucking east side of downtown. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, did you ever take the subway in Buffalo? It had like three stops.
I've never had to take, except New York City is the only public transport.
No, I took it just for the shit of it. I just want to know what it was about.
No, I've been down there, but I never.
It goes like, I think it starts at UB.
Yeah.
UB, whatever that is, north. It goes from like UB north to like downtown by like the arena. I think that's it. It just goes like right. It went to the main place mall. That's where it goes to. Remember that? That fucking place was a death trap. You ever go in there?
I don't remember.
Main place mall was a shit.
The one that's down by fucking.
It's kind of down by like Chippewa and all them. No.
Main place.
It was like right. It was right down by the water, and it was like it just got real fucking hood. Like in. That's where my mom like had to pick up her bus and shit, and there's always like muggings and
everything. I remember the name, but I can't remember where the fuck it was or anything about it.
You might be thinking of one, the Winter Gardens on the American side. It was like of Niagara Falls. It was like a big botanical garden.
Yeah.
And when you went to like, did you ever go to like the, what was that shit called? At the Falls. The fucking...
The water park?
During Christmas.
Oh, Festival of Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go there.
And like then you go...
I remember on Maple Leaf Village back in the day.
No, those were cool. But you go to the Winter Gardens to warm up. It was inside, they had a Burger King, and you get a fucking hot chocolate.
Something like that.
But there was a mall right there, also.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell mall that was.
Mall of...
That got fucking Johnson. Shitty, like, really quick. All Niagara Falls is a shithole now.
Yeah, that's true.
Not only because of the casino, just, like, the low-income housing and shit.
Yeah.
Like, the American side of the falls is, like... I can't even describe it compared to their side.
Yeah. Why are tourist spots, like, Hollywood... Like, why is everything such a shithole?
Actually, it's very comparable. Look at, like... The slummy parts of like Hollywood, right?
All of it's a fucking slum.
Yeah, I'm saying, but then you go to like Hollywood Boulevard, and it's like Clifton Hill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had to drop cheese off at the Kodak Theater, and like I took that side street to get back to Highland.
Orange,
is that what that is?
Yep.
And I looked. I'm like, there's apartments right here. I'm like, how fucking nuts would that be to live right here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got to be expensive, right?
Probably.
I mean, live right in Hollywood.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think I would do that.
I wouldn't. I don't need it.
I'd rather live in Santa Monica or something then.
Nah, that's even fucking... Then you gotta deal with all the fucking hippies. There's even more homeless people there.
So yeah, Santa Monica. Well, if I were a homeless guy, I guess that's where I'd go.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, sleep on the beach and shit.
Go sleep with a beach if you're lucky.
Clean yourself in the water and shit.
Yeah. Great. Can't wait to go swimming there again.
That's why I don't go. That's why I don't go on the beach.
No, there you go. Good reason. Good goddamn reason.
You said, well, okay, you didn't drink till what, you're 25?
23.
So it didn't matter, like, if you had a fake ID or whatever, because you weren't really doing it?
Yeah.
But, like, I remember we used to go to Daily Planet, like, on the regular.
With Cal?
I started it. By the way, I went to Daily Planet before Cal. Yeah, we go like to Piccolo's and they just find someone cooler and leave. No, like me, Tim, and Jackie would always go up and meet people there. And I remember the one time, I don't even think we were going to drink. We're just going to go like walk around Clifton Hill when we were like 20.
Yeah.
And we park in the American side, like walk across, what's that, the Rainbow Bridge? Or, yeah, it's Rainbow Bridge, right?
I think so, yeah. I think that's one of them. Isn't there two of them?
Yeah, remember there's that real ghetto, weird, like, drug smuggling one?
Yeah.
That was, like, further up the street, yeah. And, like, nobody, it was only the one way.
That's the one I always ended up, I think, on.
I think they, after 9/11, they got rid of that.
Yeah.
Because that was fucked. Well, the one time I go, and we walk across the bridge, and I don't have my ID, and they, like, fucking never forgave me for it, because we had to walk all the way back to the car, and they're just like, fuck it, we don't want to go now. And not only that, the I don't know why I didn't have my ID. That was, like, a thing I back then. I don't carry a wallet, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
you had to be that guy. You want to be different.
No, I always lost a wallet. That's why I never carried one. So, like, even last time I had a wallet.
Lose your wallet?
I'm stupid. What do you want from me? So, the next week, this is no fuck. We drive up and go all the way to Daily Planet. I've been there 100 times. Know the bouncer, right?
Yeah.
Won't let me in because I don't have my fucking ID.
Yeah.
And they're already, I'm like, all right, fuck it. You guys have fun. You know?
Yeah.
And this was like when I first got a cell phone, it was a Sprint cell phone, and it had like the little antenna you had to pull up, and like it had a thing that covered the keys and you pushed it down, but you didn't talk into that. Like it looked cool, like Morpheus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that thing didn't work. It's just a shitty piece of plastic you could have ripped off. You know what I mean? It was like a protector.
Yeah.
And I remember like that whole night, like from 10 p.m. to like 1 a.m., I like drove around like Clifton Hill, like went to the CN Tower.
Jesus Christ.
Played video games. I played like mini golf. It was so fucking boring.
It's like fucking Brandon Jenileski's day off.
Yeah.
You went to art museum.
And I'm like all my, like my girlfriend at the time, my buddy are just getting like smashed. And I'm just like driving around. I'm like, you guys like almost done there? I'm just like sitting. You know what I did? I went and I like got beer from like a gas station because they didn't ID me.
Did you get into like a fucking like a parade was going on and you got in the middle of the sick?
Yeah, yeah. I was singing, with the Twist and Show?
Yeah.
It was weird, but it was Canadian. Twist and Show. I don't know how they didn't say
it. Your boss is after you?
Yes. At the time, it was...
Le G's en fin.
At the time, it was Jim Ramsey at the DP Recreation Department. I was, like, watching it on TV. Then we went to a fucking hockey game, and I caught the puck.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
We took Tim's dad's Le Mans convertible. Everyone's dad had a fucking, like, Le Mans convertible. Like, it was the coolest car ever. It was the biggest piece of shit.
What the fuck's a Le Mans?
It's like a really shitty Pontiac, right? It was a two-seater.
Oh, yeah. I used to have a LeBaron convertible for
LeBaron! For that's exactly. I mean, a LeBaron. I'm sorry. Yeah. A Le Mans is something.
Such a piece of shit.
The LeBaron. But I remember, like, four of my dad's, Tim's dad, they all had a convertible, like, LeBaron they kept in the garage. And they'd only drive, it was like a 91 or like an 89. And then I remember like talking about this like three years ago. And Tony's dad had him. He's like, fuck, can't wait to get back to like Colorado and drive the LeBaron. I'm like, oh my God.
That's his fucking recreation.
Dude. You know, Tony, I was going to let you use the LeBaron, but you're all fucked up on drugs. Can you call Brandon? Because I know you're having a hard time.
I ate two of your eggs today.
That's fine.
I owe you two.
That's fine.
Mine expired. Oh, I ate one of that entire fucking dozen that I bought.
It's like the bread, man. That shit just doesn't...
I know. I didn't know. I would look for the fucking expiration date and just kind of do like a Hail Mary. But,
have you ever gone out where you couldn't get in because you forget your ID or...
I don't think so. Not in a long time. Not that I can really remember.
I mean, now I don't think it matters.
I mean, I lost my fucking license twice.
No, I'm saying, like, to get into, like, a bar or something, I'm sure we're okay.
But. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm pretty good. I've never really lost. I was never losing my card guy.
You get cut off.
That was RJ's fucking. That was RJ's bit. What the fucking.
You ever get cut off, like, from a bar?
No. You have. I remember.
Don't even fucking get started. Read my Yelp review of Laurel Tavern or wherever the fuck that place is. Yeah. That place stinks. I hate that fucking place. I hope it burns down.
I'm liking those bars up there more and more because I can't handle these working class fucking valley bars anymore. It's just they all have fucking karaoke.
This is a non-typical Brandon comment. I'd rather go to Hollywood than like the bars on Ventura.
Oh, me too. But
I mean, if they're close, yeah, I wouldn't go to Laurel Tavern, but I'd go to like.
I used to be very averse to them just on principle, but now a couple times I've kind of been dragged. They're so much more fucking chill, and there's people with like collars on their fucking shirts, and you know. It's just like businessy people just kind of blowing off steam instead of these other ones where it's just like fucking plumbers and shit. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. It's just nonstop like screaming and beer pong and pool tables and
Mexican trivia. Fucking chicks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, good point. I agree with you. Thanks, like, where'd you go? Like, where'd you go on Ventura?
That local peasant place I went a couple times with Nervous Mark. And there's like one other one, too. I always want to go back to the one we went to on Jill's birthday where no one bought Jill a fucking drink.
I did.
The entire crew.
By the way.
Yeah, I know.
Firefly.
That's the one where, yeah. I always wanted to go back there. That's the one Coco and fucking Ice-T showed up.
That definitely had a pretty cool atmosphere.
Like, and they had that fucking unisex bathroom. Oh my God, it was awesome. There's like girls and guys peed in the same, oh, it ruled.
Yeah, they had that in Marcello's, too. The whole front was like a library, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you could just sit there. That's pretty. You know that show, The New Girl? I'm sure you never watched it, but you're aware of it.
Is it on HBO?
It's on Fox.
Oh, I'm thinking of Girls.
The guy works at a bar, and they always show the exterior. Yeah. It's a Griffin.
Oh, really?
But inside, it's like just a bar on set.
No kidding.
But they always show the exterior because you could tell it's a corner bar with that huge green Griffin on top.
Yeah.
That's like
shit.
Every episode they show it.
I definitely.
I
like slash hate it.
Yeah, that is a weird one, right?
Yeah.
Because the times I've gone there, we get so fucking wasted that I don't remember if it's that much fun or not.
Yeah. There's tons of chicks, but they're really standoffish.
I just it's not my scene, and I leave and go.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they're talking to girls. I better get out of here. I'll go get a fucking taco.
It wasn't my scene.
Asshole. What a fucking mo. I have no fucking, like, wingman. I have, like, no good single friends that could hook me up ever.
Dude, you don't know Keith? Oh, Keith the Teeth has a girlfriend. Never mind.
Yeah, what's going on with it? You still seeing her?
Yeah.
I bet he's driving her nuts, though. I'll bet she's...
I don't know. She seemed... I mean, I really didn't get to talk to her, but...
fucking doesn't stop, like... I bet he checks on her all day. Like, where are you? Where
I
are
bet, you? Yeah, I bet so, but I
can see him doing that.
It almost seems like she likes that, because she seems kind of weird and off. She seems a little off as well.
Really? I only met her that one night for like a couple minutes.
Yeah. Remember the one chick he took to Thanksgiving, or I didn't get any sleep that night?
He was like, yes, the one that was flirting with everyone else at the fucking party?
Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted it.
Well, I bet, I mean, if they are kind of like dating, he's got to have, like, banged this chick, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I would guess.
I was listening,
a normal person
would. When I was listening back to old episodes this week, there's an episode where we're like, you know, with T-Bone. And that was one of my considerations, so I listened to it. Because you always tell me how funny it is. And we're like, when did you first, like, finger a chick or something, right? T-Bone was like 8 years old or something. But
yeah, of course.
Keith
I watched
the Keith is like, I used to do it all the time when I was 12. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Your sister doesn't count.
And then I remember we're like, oh, you ever have a threesome? We're like, no. Keith was like, I have. And we're like, with another dude, man? He's like, no, two chicks. It's like,
I'm so full of shit. Yeah, they were midgets or something. Or they were 70.
I told you about that time when...
Take those teeth out.
He used to say he's dating this chick. And then we just would see her at the draft, like, flirt with other dudes.
I remember you telling me that.
I felt bad. I don't know, like, he must have had...
It doesn't bother me at all.
He must have had, like, a dry spell. I think that's right afterwards when he went with the red facial care and, like, more, like... and, like, the guy liner and stuff.
Yeah. The guy that shot up that fucking theater in Colorado started looking more like him. But then he does remind me of Teeth a little bit, that guy.
Oh, man, with the fish hook
hair. Oh,
man,
oh, God, oh,
man. I'm like, oh, man, Rob Bass is going to start listening to the show. All we ever talk about is competitive Rob Bass.
Never said that, man.
Oh, I think I, okay, I
love this
one. Anybody who likes the competitive Rob Bass stories, Rob Bass, hopefully you're a new listener and you're hearing the story. But, like, I was thinking of one that was really funny. I told you in the car, but we didn't tell the audience. One time I went golfing with a relatively large Mike, Jess, Rob Bass, and his wife, Mrs. Bass. And
my wife, Mrs. Bass.
And we're like, all right, you can't have like a fivesome, so we'll tee off, we'll go, and then we'll wait on hole number two for you.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, because we've done it before, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Scott and Chelsea's go or whatever. Or if there's more than four people, we just go first hole, and then we all just golf together. Nobody really seems to care, you know? So we're waiting there on the second hole, we're waiting. And I text him, I'm like, I could see him at the green. I'm like, dude, are you coming or what? He goes, well, we're just going to golf with these two people we just met. We're like, what the fuck, man? Like, we're not good enough? You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, let's go. You know, like, and some of them we just golfed. I'm like, that was stupid of us to, like, invite other people if they're not going to golf with us.
Yeah.
You know, not that I cared, but maybe because the guys, like, really sucked and Rob Bates could look like a pro.
Probably.
Because Mike is, like, so good at golf.
That's fucking awesome.
No, I'm just... Rob, he was on tonight, man, bowling. Well, fuck, what a long day I had.
Was this like your last game or what?
No, it, okay. I scheduled a tournament. It's a city tournament, so like every bowling center in LA like comes to this, you know?
Yeah.
So my team was in it, and then Scott and Robin's team was in it. And I scheduled for 3 o'clock because I bowl at 6 on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, all right, I'll bowl at 3 and then I'll just hang out for like 20 minutes and then bowl at 6. You know what I mean? Not a big deal. They call me on like Monday and they're like, well, we got to move it to noon because there's not enough entries for 3 o'clock. I'm like, well, that sucks. You know?
Yeah.
So now I got to get there at 11, bowl, just be around for 3 hours and then bowl again. But so we left and we went over to Scott. We went just back to Scott's house and then drove back like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
So it was kind of stupid. Yeah, he was bowling all right. It's not the last day. It's just a weird day where it's like a city tournament. You know, it's totally just a once-a-year thing.
Yeah. And, is there any hot babes?
No, but oddly enough, the one tournament, I looked in the paper, this guy, this black guy, PJ Yawns, Joel Brands, PJ
Black guy,
Yawns.
PJ?
His name is PJ Yawns, and he's like this huge black guy. And, he runs this tournament, and I saw his picture, and every time in his picture, like in the stupid bowling news,
yeah,
he'll have like himself in the winner, but he'll put like a hot chick with big cans in it. I don't know why, like just for the picture. I mean, like, it's working. I looked at the article.
Yeah, you
know,
they'll help sell it.
But it's like this 28-year-old chick with these huge fucking cans. I had an idea about cans. Let me get your opinion. I've been asking people this. This is really like another one of those why don't, you know, Mexicans explore the moon and stuff kind of question. Did Jesus have a chinchilla, whatnot?
Yeah.
So,
you know what he'd be doing with his chinchilla? Change the world.
I watched that today. Yeah. I watched part of the Bible thing. And I'm not... I've been trying to look it up. I think Mickey Rourke was Moses.
Oh, God. Please tell me no.
I swear to God, this guy looked just like Mickey Rourke. Maybe not, but I...
They all had... I watched, like, yeah, there was a second TV spot. And, like, they all just had British accents. They're like, the Pharaoh's gonna crack down on us.
Yeah, I don't know what...
a swarm of locusts. I'm like, I guess it all took place in England, I guess.
I don't know what they're going for there, but Mark Burnett is like the executive producer, and then he put out like the Bible, the new book. He has Mark Burnett that created like every like reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's a big like Jesus freak or something. So.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous. Oh, is it really? He's got that much money? He's like buying the History Channel's integrity and being like put on religious fucking programming? Yeah. Oh, that's fucking ridiculous.
Ugh. Yeah, I watched The Walking Dead, too.
Yeah. Was it any better?
Yeah, it was one of those.
I hate the governor.
You know what it was? It was one of those in between. Like, I put it on 10 minutes late, but I'm like, fuck it, I'll watch it. You know? It was just one of those in betweens until, like, a really good episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, just moving plot along right now.
Yeah. You know, it's like all moving towards the big showdown with the fucking.
Yeah. And, like.
I wish I'd just get it over with already. It's like, come on.
Yeah, they even showed, like, scenes from the next episode. I'm like, oh, boy. It looked like a Heat kind of scene, you know, where, like, they talk.
Yeah. Like, oh, him and the governor meet?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It, not in this one, but I mean, that's what's coming up, it looks like.
And it's not the season finale yet? When the fuck is Breaking Bad and Mad Men going to be on a motherfucking Netflix? God damn it, it's fucking killing me.
Oh, you haven't watched, like, new seasons
of that? No, they've been off of the air for a fucking year already. Like, come on.
I thought they're both coming back, like, relatively soon.
They're almost on to the next fucking season already. They didn't even put the last one up. Like, what the fuck? What the hell's taking... And they already have all the other ones up there, so what the fuck is the problem? I don't understand.
Yeah, you need to get Hulu or something.
Yeah,
it might not even be on there because I don't think a lot of the Walking Dead might be on there. Just the first season.
Walking.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry, doggy.
I'm pissed.
Okay, another good Scott reference on today. We walked back to, he was already like on one.
Wow, you don't say.
Yeah. By like
someone like him.
3:30. And I'm asking him a question about if he's ever been like, not lost the boner, but like only been like 65% like like erect. Remember we had this conversation the other day?
Yeah.
And I think that rarely happens to me. Like you said, like maybe it's just a weird mental thing that you're going through. Yeah. Whatever. Maybe booze helps me get a boner sometimes. Is that weird? Because I haven't.
No, I told you that's what's going on with me too. Like because it numbs my dick up.
Yeah, because I haven't drank in like I don't know over 3 weeks.
Well, fine.
Maybe that's part of it. Either way, I don't know. But the other day, like it wasn't like I was soft. But it wasn't like I could break a peanut shell open either with it. You know what I mean? It was somewhere in between that.
Yeah.
And I'm asking Scott. Scott's like, yeah, man, like, when you're... Oh, he's going to be fucking pissed. When you're, like, 16, and, like, you're getting, like, a really shitty hand job, and it's, like, kind of soft, but you have, like, a... What? What did he call it? Did you ever have a soft load?
What the fuck is a soft load?
A soft load is when you're like at 60% erectness, but like you still come.
No, just if I come, like, I'm fucking hard.
I think maybe he's talking pre-cum, but he said it was like a gusher. It was a lot.
No, pre-cum's not a load. That's leakage.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that was possible. No, I've never had that.
Yeah, he said he had a... I mean, I think there's a couple times I beat off when I'm like super wasted. Yeah. And I probably got like somewhat of a soft load. But
you know what I noticed? So you've never had a soft load? No, I absolutely no idea what the fuck that means.
We need to bring him back on and discuss soft loads. Yeah.
Soft load is when like you're trying to fuck, man, and you can't get your penis hard.
That's Scott mixed with the dude.
Yeah, I guess. He is kind of the dude. I noticed there's I fucking hate this. There's a spot on the fucking on the wall in the bathroom by the toilet above that fucking stack. There's like a dirty handprint mark from my constant having to lean from piss boner and have an angle my cock, and I have to put my hand on the wall to get it right to get the lean.
Really? I'm sure I put my hand.
I've done it too. So much and so many times that there's now like a big kind of dirty spot.
Well, if you think about like the three people who piss here or shit here the most would probably be me, you, and him. Yeah. And we probably all put our hand on that one spot.
I only do.
Do you go left-handed?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's just. But it's only when I have a piss boner. And if I'm drunk, it takes me twice as long to... stand up for about three or four fucking minutes.
You're going
to
hate this idea. You know what you do? You got to sit down and piss.
No.
Like you're in jail.
Ew, no.
I'm telling you, it works
100%. I couldn't fucking fit my dick in the fucking
seat. No, you got to hold it. You got to hold it.
No, so
it
doesn't touch absolutely the thing. Not. I'm not doing
you gotta
that.
You got to hold it.
I wouldn't do it on principle, and I don't think that would work anyways.
It does. It works 100%.
Okay. It works the other way. It just takes me some time. What the fuck?
Yeah, but you won't need any time then. You got to like...
I don't care. I'm not that much of a Russian. You got to
recover. You got to speed it up, bud.
No, I don't.
You get back in there.
Yeah, I fucked that chick for like an hour. It was over an hour the other night.
Was your ass cheek sore?
No, my fucking pelvis part from being on fucking top, she ground the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Ridiculous.
Well, her being on top flipped around like reverse cowgirl?
No, I haven't tried that yet. I've only fucked her three times.
Did you fuck her doggy style?
Yeah.
That's how you get that right there. That's
no, it's from her being, I can feel it when she gets off me, it hurts already. The next day, it's like, it fucking aches like someone punched me.
Like it was the first time?
It's like someone took two of their fists and punched me, double punched me right above like my dick. On that whole like pelvic area, but yeah, you know, like I told you, because she had like pointy ass bones, and she was little. And
that's what I remember. I remember a chick with pointy ass bones. Yeah, and, like it was doggy style.
This chick's arm is bad, but
it was like two hammers like pounding into your pelvis.
Yeah, it fucking hurts.
I mean, at the same time, it's cool. But then like, yeah, the next day you're like, why the fuck do I have black and blue marks on my fucking like next to my pubes?
Yeah, pubes.
Why do I have black and blue marks next to the guy who works at Pins? You too. You too, father?
What else happened to Pin? Any other good Pin stories?
Is
Teens going to get hired? Did you hear anything?
Nah, I haven't heard shit about it. Uh-huh. I got a lot of, like, car talk this week. Are you into it?
Car talk?
Yeah, you got any car talk?
No.
I don't know why. I just was thinking about it. But when, I've told you this again, like, when Howard first came out on Sirius, like, when did you get the mobile thing?
In 2007.
Okay, so I got Howard in 2005, but it was that like stupid, like module thing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: I didn't have the hookup at the house, and I didn't. It wasn't online. Like for some reason, for like 2 years, he wouldn't like be online.
Yeah, you know? Of course.
There is. Yeah. And then, it only worked in the car, basically, right?
Yeah.
So, the only way I could listen to Howard was like to be in the car. So I remember I used to close. You know what I mean? Like Pins, like at 1 o'clock or whatever. And I'd like give dudes a ride home, like the guys I worked with, like in Pacoima or something, just so I could have time to listen to Howard.
Because
it'd be 1 o'clock, I'd just have to like shit around for a couple hours. So I remember
like a bath.
I remember I used to I'd get home, right, like get all my shit together, I'd be like, okay, it's 3 o'clock. I drive over, this is no fucking joke. You know what reminded me of was us playing golf at Van Nuys. Remember I told you like that it was Bluebird Studios, the porno studio thing?
Yeah.
Well, I used to drive down that street. The signal is like perfect by the golf course because it's so open.
Yeah.
And I'd just sit in my car and listen to Howard for like the first hour and a half, 2 hours.
At the intersection?
No. Like just down that little side street across the street from the golf course, because it was a golf course, so nobody was there.
Yeah.
And the buildings, like I think, are abandoned. So I'd just sit in my car and listen to Howard. I'd like fall asleep and get up and be like, oh shit, it's 5:30. I'd like drive home and go to sleep.
What the fuck? That's weird.
Well, I got the gift and I paid for a subscription. I wanted to fucking listen. It was the only way I could listen.
Oh yeah. Okay.
For like the first,
you couldn't record, right?
No, nothing like that. It was just like a little receiver. You know what I mean? And I, like I said, I had a house hookup, but I didn't have a way to connect, you yeah. know? Not until, like, remember we had to run those stupid, you had to run the that stupid antenna? So yeah. I had to run it all the way, like, under the carpet and shit over to the window.
Sounded like a fucking stink.
So, finally, one time I'm doing this, and this is in that red Volvo I used to have. And I'm listening, and, like, I'm trying to call in, like, I'm on the phone. So it's, like, 3:15, like, out here our time. Yeah. But the show's on. And I'm, like, on hold because I just got in Beer League, the Artie Lang movie. And I want to tell them, they, like, fuck me, I give me a free t-shirt because, like, the first five people are supposed to get free t-shirts at Circuit City.
Yeah.
So I go to Circuit City. They're like, oh, do we even have this movie, like, on the day it comes out? And nobody gives me a free t-shirt or anything. I'm so pissed that I called in to bitch about it.
Yeah.
And, like, so I'm like, fuck this. Like, if I'm on hold, I can hear the show. So I go start the car, and it fucking won't start. So I'm like, cocksucker, and I got to be at, like, work the next day. So I walk home. I get the keys, take Tony's truck, which it's Tony's truck. You know what I mean? Like,
it's got a loose tire on it. Yeah. Remember, that was always a story. Be careful driving. It's got a loose tire. Remember like, the fuck it was.
I couldn't, like, ever take it or whatever. So whatever. So he's, like, sleeping. He, that dude's, like, a sound sleeper. I think about where his room was and, like, the shit that happened in that apartment when he was asleep. Like, I take his keys, go back, I take my toolbox, I take the fucking battery out, put it in his truck, drive the pins, all right?
Yeah.
Go to the back, Lamberto's the only one in there, I put the fucking things on the battery to charge it. They have a battery charger.
Yeah.
I wait like an hour, I'm like bullshitting with him, I'm like fucking, now I'm like hungover at like 4:30 in the morning just talking to him. You know, the phone call was already done.
That must have been a great conversation. He barely fucking speaks
English. Yeah, we're just sitting there, you're sort of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just makes up, it sounds like he's making up his own language.
And so, okay, so finally I'm like, all right, great. Take it. I put it in the car, start the car, okay, to get the thing going, drive Tony's car back, walk back to the car, get in and drive it home. I did that all in like a fucking night. And then, like, got up in the morning, never told Tony about it or whatever. You know?
He was none the wiser.
Yeah, maybe like a couple months later I did.
He was never wise to begin with.
So, yeah. You know, Tony knows about the whole car thing and the battery.
Feel pretty down about it. Found out about it later.
He got a message for some ancient aliens and they weren't happy. So I'm starting to get more Michael Madsen than Tony's dad. That was the only time that like fucking weird shit with cars out here has happened to me the entire time I've been out here. That's why I don't have one.
Yeah, like you're fucking cursed.
Nothing weird.
It's like you're fucking cursed.
Nothing weird has ever happened to your car out here? First week I had a car, I had a fucking portable CD player that I should have had a bandolier for, but it was never invented.
There you go.
And I leave it sitting on like the driver's seat going to Ralph's, the one, because it was the only one I knew was on Ventura, you know?
Yeah.
The one up there. And come out, and just got jacked. Someone stuck their hand in the, like, through the window and stole it.
Oh, Jesus.
And then go to park, notice the butt my bike is gone that I had fucking the huge chain on in the basement. Someone had to cut through. Yeah. They had to fucking weld through this thing, I bet.
It was someone slashed my fucking tires for like no reason. Just fucking assholes.
People are such pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Pieces of shit.
Well, what the hell, California?
Yeah, real cool. Real cool, California. Get some cyanide down you. But so the first accident Jackie had out here. Was
or Jacksident, if you will.
Wasn't terrible, but that would be the period when she lived out here, the Jacksident era. But it was 3 weeks after we started my first day at Penn's, so it might have only been 2 weeks that we were living out here.
Yeah,
so first day I started at Penn's, she's coming to get me after like shopping all day for like bedspreads and fucking curtains and shit, you know. Like, shit for the house. We just, you know, when you first moved out, you gotta, like, go buy all that shit. Like, with
Brennan, go shopping.
Some dude on Peach and Victory, so right by that Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking rear ends her, like, just demolishes the whole side, and, like, takes off down the side street. Now, the dude comes out of the house, and he looks, and he gets a license plate number. Yeah. Cops come, which they don't really give a shit about, but it's like a white girl by herself. They actually kind of, like, helped her out.
Yeah.
I get a ride home from this chick, Jenny, who used to have Cheese's job, right? She's like, well, it's on my way, I could drop you off. So she drops me off at that corner.
Is she hot or no?
No, she's like some old lady.
Oh.
You know, she's like 50-something. She's probably hot like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
So was I.
You know what she kind of looked like? You know that the blonde waitress you like with the big boobs is like 40?
Yeah.
Like her, but 15 years older.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So she drops me off. And so I'm like, you know, what happened? And the guy's there and I'm talking to the guy. And he's like, listen, I got this like auto body place or my friends. I'm a lawyer. Gives us the card, right? I'll take the case. I'll get you like a bunch of money for this. This isn't right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he has the car towed. Like, we don't pay anything. He has the car towed to this auto body place, right?
Yeah.
And now, you know where Sepulveda and Victory is, right?
Yep.
We have all these bedspreads and shit. So now we have to walk them all the way home. Okay? Which is, I mean, it's not 3 miles, but that's not a terrific walk either.
Yeah.
It's all the way down Victory, like, through the park, basically.
Yeah.
And finally get home, I'm like, this fucking stinks. You know what I mean? This just sucks. And the next day, we got to go. And I don't know. Honestly, now I'm thinking about it. I don't know how the hell we got to. Oh, she rented a car. Well, she got a rental car. Which, you know, we're like, oh, we'll take it from the insurance. You know, when they get it, blah, 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 right? And we take the rental car and we go to the same guy that we bought the first car from.
Yeah.
And it's this fucking Egyptian guy who'd always grab my stomach and say, you got to lose weight. And my cheeks and shit. I'm like, get the fuck off me. But he'd always hook me up, so I didn't want to call him a motherfucker to his face. And, he sells us this blue, like this piece of shit blue car. It was the first one you saw that we had when you. Now this is when you guys had moved out.
Yeah.
And it was this blue one, which ended up being another accident. But beside the point, we get this. This is like the last amount of money I just got in, like my school check in, because I was going for my master's. So you get money back.
Yeah.
If you like, you can claim that you want like $10,000. The university gets a certain amount of money, whatever the difference is, they send to you. You got to pay the whole amount back, but it's like a grant.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. So, but
I wish I'd never spent those.
Yeah, that's true. So I wish I never got them in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
So, but honestly, I couldn't have made it out of here if I didn't get them. So, you know what I mean? That was like my second income for a while, basically.
Yeah.
Was just to get that. But basically, that check came in and there it went to like a car, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't pay for it. Like, we split it kind of thing. You know what I mean? We split all the
shit. How do you split a car, you fucking dummy?
So, so we get, you know, we get another car. Now, we drive, like, a week later or whatever, I'm like, I go over to talk to these people, and they're like, yeah, you know, we're going to hold it, blah, 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 right? Now, like, a month or two goes by, and she's the one kind of following up on this, and this, now, we finally get, like, phone books in. He's on the fucking back cover of the phone book, this guy who gave us a card, who saw this accident.
Yeah.
So he's, like, a fucking, like, real lawyer dude.
Yeah.
But I'm like, is this shit, like, set up or something? Something weird's going on here.
Yeah.
Like, he just runs out of his house, catches, like, the fucking license plate number. And now nothing's going on. So he drops the case. He's like, oh, yeah, they don't have insurance, like, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And I remember I'm telling Dan, you know, at work, like, this is 6 months in. He's like, dude, same thing happened to me when I moved out here. You're not going to see anything, blah, blah. I'm like, that's so fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like a $4,000 car. You know, basically, it's just sitting there. So, like, 6 months go by. And, like, now we're talking to the police department. They're still trying to figure things out. We don't have a lawyer.
Dude, the boys working in shifts.
Oh, yeah, they had some leads. And I go, this place is like, all right, well, so you owe us, like, $3,000 for, like, the storage of your car. I'm like, keep it. I'm like, we never wanted to bring it here. I got, like, a real, like, fucking, like, argument with these people, like, these Persian people or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, just keep it. The car's yours. I'll sign it over to you. I signed, the thing. It was theirs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we weren't going to do anything with it. So, like, a year is, like, the limit of stitch, like, you know what I mean, where it's up.
Uh-huh.
Like, 11 months and, like, 15 days, we get a call from the police. Like, you got to be at court tomorrow. Like, I had a call off work. I had to go to court, and the dude comes in with, like, his family and shit, right? This Mexican guy just hands me a check for $4,000. If not, he's going to go to jail for, like, a year and a half for driving,
really?
without a license.
Holy shit.
No license, no registration, no insurance. So he would have been in jail, but he paid it off, so, like, we dropped the charges. So it actually did work out. We got the money.
Wow.
Yeah, right? That's fucked up. Which I think at that time we ended up having to get a new car anyway, so.
Fucking A.
Yeah, it basically helped out, but, yeah, that was.
Sometimes you need the bar, sometimes the bar needs you.
You know what? I could have survived out here without, like, that kind of bullshit money. But I was, like, having fun. I was, like, 23.
Right.
And it was, like, my college experience. Like, from the ages of 23 to tonight has basically been, like, my college experience just out here. Because I worked and, like, I told... this is another comment. They're like, you scored so much ass from Pins. Like, Scott and Chelsea said that on the way home today. I'm like, well, Pins has been, like, my college experience. I didn't dorm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, my only way to, like, meet people, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I know, for real. I wouldn't have had fun. I just would have worked. And it just would have, then I would have been like, why the fuck am I out here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have just worked and, like, didn't get to do anything cool. You know?
Yeah.
Having her out here, too, was a big help. And then, like, the minute she left, getting Tony in there, luckily, because he got kicked out. And then when Tony came in.
Did you just say luckily?
Well, yeah. Because.
Unfortunately.
No, I know, but if he didn't move in, I would have been, like, totally screwed.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that, like, when Jill left, then we probably could have just moved in then.
Yeah.
And it probably, you probably never would have had to go back home then.
I didn't really. I wanted to go back home.
Yeah,
I got homesick. Yeah, for like a minute.
That's weird. So you're about 2 years in?
Three. Everyone gets it. It's a fucking 3 year itch. That's like make or break time.
Yeah, that a was. Lot. You know what? I'll give you 100%. Yes, you're right.
Thanks, man.
That was the second time she left, like the final time Jackie left, and I went home, like a couple times that year for like long weekends. And there was a couple times staying at that airport, and I'm like, what if I just didn't go back? I have a lot of dreams like that. Do you ever have dreams like that? That you're back home, and like everybody knows what happened with you out here, like your whole back.
No, I mean? Didn't. I lived it for a fucking year. So
but
no.
I'm saying I have those dreams all the time. And but like people from out here, like Scott would be back there working with me at the rec.
Oh.
But like I've already like lived out here for 9 years, but now I'm back. That's how I can think of, yeah. I get those all. I get those like twice a month.
Yeah.
Those are weird. Like always, like back home dreams are like I said, I can barely remember the Parkview's apartment. I can remember my old apartment back in Depew way more than the Parkview's, and I lived there for 7 years.
I don't remember that one much either. I lived there. I don't remember those first 3 years I was out here. I can barely remember anything for some reason.
It was like
it's so, like a fucking mental block.
It was like so different. Like it was just non. Like I don't know. Like did you?
I thought you were like on a long vacation more than actually.
And yeah, yeah, because it was so different. Like
it was just too fucking surreal.
You know what it is? Like you're waiting for like okay, when is it gonna snow? When is it gonna be miserable for 3 months? And it just never was.
Yeah.
Even though it was so rainy that year, as soon as the summer hit, I'm like. Yeah, this is why I moved out here.
Yeah.
And it lasted for, yeah.
It didn't rain for like 8 fucking months. It was the driest fucking summer I ever had. We went from the wettest winter to the driest summer in 1 year on record. The fucking year we got here. That was ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Yeah, it didn't rain. I didn't know that was an anomaly. Because that summer started in like the end of fucking March. And then it didn't rain from like pretty much April to like September. I don't think it fucking rained a single time. It was sunny every fucking day. It was fucking crazy. I love that shit. Yeah, that was a hot summer, man. That's what I was delivering mail.
Fuck, that was the summer when the air conditioner went out in my red Volvo. And, like, I remember driving to work with the windows down. Yeah. And it felt like a fucking blow dryer was in my face. How hot the wind was, like, driving down Woodley. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, it was unbearable.
Yeah.
You know, I almost wanted to take the highway to drive fast just to, like, cool down.
That was, like, I think it was end of August, September, when I had to do that run out to Palm Springs at night. And I get back to, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was... It was 11:30 at night, and I rolled my fucking windows down out there, and it was still. It was like fucking being in a furnace. It was like someone. It's like someone had an actual heater, but like outside my car windows, blowing it in. And that's how hot it was. I was like, oh my! And I was driving like 70 miles an hour. Yeah,
like no, like one of those
unbelievable.
Those space heaters, but it's like pressed right against your face.
Yeah, it's like holy. How could it possibly be this fucking hot? But it is. That's the one that the job was. They were shooting on a raceway, and it was so hot that the fucking gear was melting. And one of the monitors melted, and the fucking, it was ridiculous. It was like 130 degrees or some shit. They like almost had to stop. All the gels and the lights all melted off. That was some hardcore
shit. Do you think
shit.
That 1 year back, when you went back to Buffalo, was like the whole reason you're just going to live out here now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or not there?
Yeah.
Because like you missed it, but then when you went back, you're like...
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is fucking awful. You can't. Even my brother's already saying that. Like he's like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I can't go back. Cause like, once you're out of that and in like a real like, you know, out west and shit. Like see like how like nice it could be. Like you just can't fucking go back. You just can't do it. It's so fucking dreary and shitty there.
There's
so much to do out here too. It's just like so fucking fun.
Oh, I forgot my whole like. Mexicans in space rant, but I'll do that later. I thought about this as well. Like, when people, there's these people in Buffalo, and they, like, have, like, niceties. Like, when they talk about things, like, well, I don't think I could ever, like, my uncle's like, I can never move to Florida by your parents because I like the changing of seasons. That's just a nice way of saying, I like it extremely fucking cold and snowy in the winter, and so humid in the summer that, like, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, the Buffalo weather sucks.
Some people actually like, they like skiing and snow activities. I at least that makes sense. I can understand, because, like...
Nobody in my family skis, snowboards, nothing.
No, I'm saying, like, people I know that are back there, I'm like, how could you live there? Like, well, I like skiing and snowmobiling and shit. I'm like, all right, well, I guess.
That I get. And then, like, during the summer, they have, like, a water ski, and they go to Lake Erie.
Yeah.
Okay, if that's what you do, I understand. That's fun. Or, like, my buddy Sino likes to... He loves Buffalo and, like... local bars and beers and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's all about that. Like, if that's what you're into, that's totally fine, but...
He would like to go where everybody knows his name.
There was a Cheers in Buffalo.
I think there was, yeah.
Like, in the downtown area?
Yeah.
I never went there.
And then they turned to a gay bar and they called it Queers. And the bartender was Woody Harrelson. Woody. He had a Woody. That was his next.
Are you bummed that we did it on Sunday night because of that joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I hear you.
I'm fucking
tired. I'm sorry. Like, this is the only time because tomorrow I got a writing meeting. Tuesday I got a podcast. And on Wednesday I got to close.
Tell it to the Marines.
So we would have been shit out of luck. But all right. So here, all right. The audience has been eagerly, the Goody Mob has eagerly been like waiting for this new Brandon concept. You're familiar with the idea of evolution, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Say, like a group of people, like Japanese women, who only like marry Japanese guys, live in Japan, right? They're not like mixed or anything.
Yeah.
They keep getting breast implants. Like the grandmother got them, the mom has them now. Like the 19-year-old daughter has one. When she has a kid, she's gonna get them, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think evolutionary-wise, there's like a cell kind of thing, like a memory, like in your cell, and like they start to evolve to have bigger cans, like how we stopped growing as much hair as like Cro-Magnon man because we didn't need it.
Yeah, but I think that would take like a million fucking years for that to happen.
You think it'd take? Well, I'm not saying it's gonna happen like next year. I'm saying like in 250 years.
I don't think so because it's not nature. It's fucking man-made.
Okay, what about like LASIK? And how like it fixes your eyes if you have poor eyesight, right?
I think it'd be more like the only way I could see that working is if before you had kids, they had some kind of stem cell thing that would genetically fix your eyes, and then you had kids and the kids were born with better eye genetics. But that's the only way. I don't think just getting LASIK will do it.
What I'm wondering is like this: like my mom has poor eyesight, my dad's like okay, so I have like bad eyesight, right? But, like, most people, like, whose parents have pretty good eyesight, they have good eyesight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, say two parents, they both get LASIK and...
Oh, like, GASIK.
And they have a kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't think that there's any type of thing where, like, it's already kind of fixed now in, like, the blood and, like, in the DNA?
I don't know.
No? You don't think it would ever evolve is what I'm saying?
I don't know. Like I said, that would take, like, so long. I don't even know. You wouldn't even know if it was the effects of the thing.
What? Okay, what, like...
evolution at that point.
What man-made thing... could you change your body that would actually evolve then?
Milk? With the hormones in the milk? All the girls are getting tits at fucking 10 years old and uh-huh. You know?
Okay.
That's what I know.
So that is one way that, like, Japs, if they drink more milk with hormones in it, could... I've seen Japanese chicks Japs. With, like, fucking huge melons. I
call them Japs.
I don't know, like... what's a race of women that has tiny boobs? Like, El Salvadorians or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Is there one? I'd say Asians, if anybody.
Yeah, but then there's some, like, I've seen Japanese porn where chicks got these fucking milkers, dog.
They're probably fake.
A lot of them don't look fake. They look like big, fat milkers.
I see Japanese chicks and shit all around that they never have tits. If they're in porn, they're one of the few that do have nice tits.
Maybe Koreans?
Yeah.
Or I think some Chinese have boobs. Baby Got Boobs. You ever see that series? That porno series?
I think Friday was one of the first ones ever.
And Baby Got Boobs? Yeah. And she has to act like a baby, like they have like a pacifier and then they fuck him and shit?
No, it wasn't that.
Yeah, that was the whole concept.
No. She was an 18 and anal, I remember.
Yeah, but she was probably 27.
No, because that's when I first came out here and I was like 20. Oh, yeah, she's probably 25. 25, 26. Yeah, something like that.
See? Well, you guys are, what, 7 years apart. So when you first came out here, you were, what, 24? So she had to be 31.
When I first visited, I think I was 22, I think.
Oh, okay. Still, and she was 20.
Rusty will text me and tell me.
We actually were out there. He's like a cooler Keith the Teeth. Like, with his stats, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Is he ever going to come visit or no?
I don't know. Probably not.
Does he have a child?
No, not yet.
So you think that's coming?
He is a fucking child. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, probably. I would think.
What about Kathy? Does Kathy have kids, or is she married?
I have no fucking clue. I don't know.
Huh. I'm curious.
I don't know.
By curious. So, okay, so you're saying just hormones is the only thing that can change. They can actually...
I would hazard a guess. I'm not a fucking scientist.
I'm just curious.
Terry, are you a doctor?
If there's something, like, even, like, male pattern baldness, or, like, are you... Maybe that's just, like, the way that we just aren't going to need hair, like, in 300 years.
Could be, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Very well, could be.
We're not going to need hair. No one's going to have hair.
I don't think it'd be more than 300 years.
Would you rather be hairless, or would you rather have, like... Would you rather have like all kinds of hair you have to manicure just so you have hair in your head, or would you just rather be hairless?
I don't know. I guess I'll be hairless. Hairless pets.
Okay, say there's like a dead guy and they attach his cock to yours and you can cut your cock off. Would you do it?
Why are you stealing my fucking story?
I don't know why that was such a big deal to you.
Because you didn't even think about it for 2 seconds. You're like, yes, yes, I would, yes. God.
Sorry, man. Sorry, doggy.
All right, what are we at? Metrosexual minute, this fucker. Let's get out of
here. I wasn't going to do one.
All right.
I was going to hold on. I'll give you one last one. I got Song of the Week as well.
Yeah, I know.
Just
this is going to be a short one because our last two have been an hour and fucking 90 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Just, oh, I almost knocked it over. You ever, like, say you're walking, right?
Walking. It's me. You're walking.
Like, I don't know. I don't know, like, your car, but I know you're, like, always on your phone.
Yeah.
And, like, so you're paying attention to the phone, so, like, you're probably walking like an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, you're over on the sidewalk and shit. Yeah. Like, you're not paying attention. And, like, you see, like, a branch on the side of your eye and you make, like, a scared face. Like, it's going to hit you, but there's nothing there. It's just, like, a shadow.
Yeah.
You ever get that?
Yeah.
Don't you always feel like a complete fucking penis? I always, like, the other day it happened, like, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm walking to work, and I'm, like, on my phone texting, like, I think Dan, something about work, and there's, like, a branch, and it, like, I just looked up, and all I saw was a shadow, I'm like, eh! I mean, like, this fucking face, like, someone's gonna, like, egg me or something, and, like, this old lady just looked at me like I was fucking nuts.
Little fag.
Yeah, you know, you never have a scared
what
face?
What if the old lady yelled at the window, she was like, little fag.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Song of the week. I'll go with Oldie. The Roots. I Remain Calm, because I'm getting tickets to the Roots concert. Do you want to go? Should I put you on the list?
No, I probably won't go.
You're whack, bro.
I don't like that many songs by. I like 3 or 4 songs.
It's not. It, you just like the experience. It's fun.
Yeah, but I don't want to sit there for fucking 2 hours.
It's at the Nokia. It's a big place. You can meet a lot of hot black.
It's free.
Scott Murphy's trying to get tickets for us.
Yeah, free tickets, I guess, yeah.
I don't know, because he wants to go this time, so I don't know how many he gets.
I paid $30 fucking dollars for Texas is the Reason, and I'm like...
Texas is the Reason for the season.
As soon as I bought it, I was like, why didn't I buy these? Like, I haven't listened to this band in 10 years. Like, they only have one album and one EP, and
I guess
I liked them when I was 19, 20, 21.
That's like, yeah, if there's like a Nas concert, and I'm like, oh man, I got tickets for Nas, I'd be like, I don't really like that many Nas songs. Like, I think I just bought it, like, based on nostalgia, not... Yeah. Not because I wanted to go see Nas. I've already seen Nas. It was kind of boring.
Yeah.
I think everyone's making a big deal. Like, Rose Bowls, like Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z. And I'm like, I don't think that's a Rose Bowl. Like, I saw U2 at the Rose Bowl. As much
U2?
As... U2, follow U2, I saw. But, like, as much as people can rip on U2, like, that's a group to go see. Like, the Rolling Stones. You go see them at the fucking
Rose
Bowl.
Doggone right.
You go see Justin Timberlake. What, are you going to dance in the fucking stands, you idiots? Sorry. Yeah. Justin Timberlake. And Jay-Z.
Justin Timberlake?
Well, he has a new album out. But, like, chicks from 17 to 38.
But there's so many other fucking bands that, like, filled his void. He's, like, 30 fucking
now. I'm telling you, the guy's fucking hot. So is it Hansel. But he, but even Jay-Z, like, what a mixed crowd. Like, that's going to be weird. That's kind of a shitty crowd. It's going to be, like, a lot of, like.
It's going to be all white kids.
It's going to be a lot of horny chicks going to see JT. And then a lot of, like, African-American gentlemen going to see Jay-Z. There's going to be a lot of raping.
Maybe, yeah. If we're lucky.
We should go then. If you saw a raping going down, would you try to stop it?
Yeah. Only if they yelled fire, though, not rape.
I don't understand.
Remember that fucking... You never heard of the concept? That's where I got the whole idea for the dumb skit from. They're like, if you're getting raped, you're actually better to yell fire because more people will run and maybe see you.
What was that, like a health class video or
yeah,
something?
It's like a thing. Look it up. I swear to God.
It's a thing?
Yeah, that's like a thing in like society. That's what they say. That's where I came up with that whole fucking skit from.
Scared face. How fucking gay am I? Sorry.
What does that mean?
I have like a scared face. It's like how you're sneeze shy.
And
it's just so like... When you get scared, like... that's why I like those stupid like... remember Shannon Doherty had that show? Where like they set up these elaborate things. Like it was like on FX. It was on like sci-fi. And they set up these like elaborate things.
Oh, so Scare Tactics?
Yeah.
And it was like, Shannon Doherty?
She was the host for a while. And then I think they switched hosts to like... Charlie Sheen or something.
I don't remember there ever being a host.
Yeah, Shannon Doherty was like, and Mike's setting up his friend Paul for this scare tactic, and she would like say to Shannon Doherty. But
oh boy, she really slipped down. Now she just does those college fucking commercials.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, Jay Moore makes fun of her.
She's gonna be on Christian Mingle soon.
Yeah,
but like
that'd be a good gig for her.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, like those people get scared and they're like crying, share like punk. Like, I just think of their faces. Like, that sucks. I hate...
Kirk's got a show coming. It comes out April 15th. Oh, no, it comes out my birthday. April 16th it comes out.
What is it?
It's like a fucking... It's like a punk show. It's like a punk rip-off show.
Great.
Yeah.
More of those.
Yep.
Good job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, thank God.
Good job.
And fucking, that's what fucking Opie came out here for, to fucking film.
Ugh.
I know.
Enough with these shows. Or are they going to have another show about, like, sewage treatment plant workers.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know what I mean? I'm just waiting.
Do you remember when fucking Carolla was going off about that with fucking Elliot Gould? You got to hear the whole show.
I didn't. I turned it off. I couldn't.
Holy shit, dude. Then they start kind of going at it. They were really taking fucking jabs at each other at the end. It was pretty fucking good. But he, what a fucking asshole. Dude, if I was a producer of that movie, I'd fucking scream at him and be like, dude, you just, like, you're fucking sabotaging the fucking movie. Like, it was obviously like a smaller budget independent kind of thing. And he came off as such a prick. He was so unlikable. Who the fuck's going to go see it now? Who wants to support him? Yeah. After he came out, I was a total fucking asshole for 2 hours.
How many people do you see listen to Carolla's show?
A lot. Like a lot. I don't know, but it's a fucking lot. I don't know. He gets a couple million a week at least.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's got one of the biggest ones.
Oh, that's what I want to talk to you about. They have, I just heard it on a commercial on the new Dr. Drew Adam show.
Yeah.
It's Podcast One. It's a free website. And you can just post your podcast for free and everybody can look at it.
Yeah.
So we might want to post there.
Maybe. Yeah.
Just another avenue.
We should rock down to that avenue, especially if it's electric.
All right, well, that's as good a time as any to end the show, guys. I sound as kind of a bummer. We don't have these that much anymore, but
yeah, we're usually this one. Awesome.
Sorry, we wanted to make sure that we keep it every week on Wednesday or whenever Luke puts.
Yeah, it's kind of like Woody Allen. Like, he still makes a movie every year, but they're not all great.
Yeah, so this one's kind of a stinker.
Yeah.
All right, so again, The Roots, I Remain Calm. Yeah. Is the name of the song.
I hope you remain calm until next time.
Fascinated, so tense. Characters and egos get crushed in trust. And my words stampede like hers in the dust. Cream of all crops. Topics I drop with trotter. When heated up, I get hotter because I'm proper. You never knew the lever to the clever few. The fitax for revenue, man, if you ever knew. The tactic, strategies, a word, capabilities. Displayed to seize the rhythm. And man, how it swerved and curved. Made a nigga's dream burn. His hope deferred and stirred. Dig the mentals. Paper make fixer number two. My credentials, flow on instrumentals. I write an anthem, throw a tantrum and remain handsome. Mysterious vibes like I was the phantom. Erupt abruptly, then conduct a maze. You're fucked when the lyrics get bucked because I graze. Never animosity on my property. Niggas act properly or they feel extreme monstrosity. Reek and leak out the verbal zaki, don't forget it. The chief of edit, then Malika shred it. Yeah, I said it. I remain calm. Lyrically, I got the bomb when you put me on. I remain calm. Past one half the rap master, other half flip my autograph. Because I got soul plus a ghetto stroll similar to Shaft. It's the mic rapist, splitting fillies in the cell of my acapella verse. Cause star by the lead, caught my rated X. Larynx wrecks your context, I'm complex, confusing. Lyrically amusing, I drink bruised, and when I'm grooving, I'm no longer human. I like to take this time to give a shout to all the money makers in the house. Come on and help me turn it out. I whip the cap to the back, I'm laid back like your grams. I make niggas embarrassed like they spinning food stamps. I take my time when I rhyme lovely. Me nah, like ugly, like God, we get odd to ill rhythms. Rappers thinking they're stepping up, what the fuck you doing? I amplified, I am to bring your empire to ruin. Who's your girl screwing, fellas? Jealous because I'm fly, keep my sneakers dry when you cry, baby. See, I can have your head in full the border like a refugee from Haiti. Ayo, this brother driving my cab tried to flip, saying pay me in advance. I asked him if he ever danced in the dark with the rap devil black thought. See, niggas who get caught off guard remain scarred ear to ear. With headphones remaining on the domes they hear, I resound and astound and scare. I rain terror into another nigga rap era. My rhymes sedate, I lubricate like aloe vera. I'm extreme, resting in the land of the plot and the scheme. Peace to men, she rocking the equal team. I remain calm, lyrically I got the bomb when you put me on. I remain calm, I remain calm, lyrically I got the bomb when you put me on. I remain calm. I remain calm, lyrically I got the bomb when you put me on. I remain calm, I remain calm.
your booty on. I remain